Good morning, Trabby Trab. We are going to be doing the weekend motivator. And what is that, you may be asking? It is a short video from me where I am giving you some kind of tidbit or something to think about or an easy small bite process to solve weight thingies. And I drop them on Fridays so that you have something to use not only through the weekend, but also on the weekends. I want you to think this is where most of us are going to plan our next week. So I highly recommend that anytime I'm talking about something that can help you with figuring out how you're going to structure your week or think about your week, that you re-listen on Sunday. Okay, so what I want to talk about is belief systems. We all have belief systems, and all a belief system is a collection of things you have repeated thinking for years and years and years around a topic. So a lot of us have belief systems around our body. We have belief systems around our weight loss, the ability to lose weight, the ability to keep the weight off. We have belief systems around family. We have belief systems around how we should be treated. Money is another good example. And what I find is that we get hosed because a lot of us will get stuck like moving forward because we're sitting around with a big ass bunch of belief systems. Like, let's say I can't lose weight. And if I was to say, all right, make me a list, and I highly recommend you guys doing this. Make me a list of all the reasons why you can't lose weight. Why you just, I honestly feel I can't lose weight because of this, or I can't keep my weight off because of this. I can't get started this week because of this. I can't, I can't do the hunger scale because of this. I can't let go of counting calories because of this. Like, I want you to just think about every I can't around losing weight. And this is for all of you, even those of you who are like hammering home on your weight loss. I know so many of you are doing great. This is the perfect time to uncover belief systems, because what will happen is if you don't address them and you're just really good at doing it right now, they creep back up later. So I'm always about snuffing stuff out like it when I can. Now, this is the problem most of you will run into. You will either A, not want to see all of the thoughts thinking I'm broken or I can't tolerate it, or I'm not going to be able to access it. So I'm going to give you a hint. It doesn't matter if you see it or not. It's still going to do the same amount of either damage or the same amount of momentum building, whether you're looking or not. So you deciding not to look doesn't make it like any better. It just says, I'm digging my heels into exactly how I am today. This right here, I'm going to just double down and I'm not changing a damn thing. That's all you're saying when you decide not to look at them. Looking at them cannot hurt you. Now, this is how you end up hurting yourself, is by what I typically see happen is people will make their list of belief systems and then they will take all of their I can'ts and all of their reasons and they will say, and this is why I can't lose weight. And this is so big, and I'm going to have to work on all of this in order to lose my weight. What we do is we catastrophize our list. We make our list seem bigger than it is. And what I want to offer to you is you take them one thought at a time. You don't work on all of them. You don't need to work on all of them. The majority of them, if you only worked on one, you probably end up debunking two or three more every time you just pick one. There's no perfect one. There's no one that's like, well, this one is like, this is the one I have to work on. Or there's no like, well, I picked this one and somehow that one doesn't help. It's never going to solve anything else. No. They're just a bunch of thoughts that you need to take a look at. That's it. It's no more complicated than that. So what I want to offer is that you go through and you look at your belief systems. And then you never, ever again decide you have to work on them. You never, ever say, like, I don't want you guys sitting around thinking, I've got to work on my belief systems in order to lose weight. I'm not going to be able to do this until all of this is cleaned up. None of that. I just want you to be like, I never speak of them again. I never talk about my limitations. I only talk about possibilities and ideas from this point on. All your belief systems are, guys, literally, it's just practiced sentences. And now what we want to do is we want to practice new sentences. That is literally all that's happening when we're changing our beliefs. But you guys hold on to this idea that we're changing who you are. And like, you make it so just crazy, like psychological or something. And it's like, it's not that big a deal. I think a thought, sometimes I feel bad. Okay, if I don't like that, I should think a new thought rather than sitting there feeling bad, then moving into, well, I'm like, you start thinking about how broken you are and how much work you have to do and how hard this is going to be and blah, blah, blah. And then guess what? You prove you can't do it because you're not doing jack shit. If you can just get to the point to where you're like, I have a lot of these thoughts. I've listed them all out. And what Corinne has taught me is that this is just a bunch of thoughts that I have practiced for years and years and years. And it doesn't matter how long I've practiced them. It doesn't matter when and why they started. You can look into it if you want to do it just to be curious. Be like, oh, well, that would totally explain why I think the way I do today. So I should just quit thinking that. Makes no sense at this age. Like, if you're going to do that, I'm all in. If you're not going to do that, then you just literally have to say, and it's a sentence. So what sentence do I want to start working on believing? Because if this one became a belief, it's only because I practiced it. So now all I have to do is practice new ones. That's it. You have to learn how to drop a lot of judgment. So I want to give you what I think is money. So you make a list of your I can'ts. And then every week on your weekly plan, you pick one of your I can'ts. I mean, come up with 52 of them if you want to. Every single week, you're going to work on one I can't statement. I can't lose weight because I keep thinking what? And then all week long, you're going to think, I keep thinking this, and now I'm going to think this. And you go to work on only working on the one. That's it. You don't work on the rest of them. Every single day, you journal on that little belief system about, like, this is why it's bullshit. It probably started because I learned this. And then you start thinking and you start journaling about, and I want to give myself ideas, solutions, new thoughts. And you journal about that. And you work on the one sentence. You don't get to work on any other ones. I promise you, if you think about it, if every week you worked on one sentence, could you imagine at the end of the year what a different person you would be? If 52 of your beliefs changed in a year, I want you to think about where you would be, what you might be doing and thinking, how much easier your life would be. And that is literally all it takes. Like, that is the magic. And I highly recommend for a lot of you who think you have, like, deep-seated things, the very first thought you have to choose is, I can't lose weight because of how I think. And I want you to start telling yourself, I can lose weight because I can change how I think. That's it. That should be week one for a lot of you. That's it. Like, changing your thinking is not nearly as hard as we make it out to be. Just because there's a model with an outline and stuff like that, that doesn't mean it has to be complicated. It literally, guys, if you just pick one sentence you need to work on every single week, and every day you get one of those TDL journal pages, you write about the sentence, about how it's not working for you, and you write about all the things that you can start doing and believing, and you rewrite every single day your new sentence. Even if it's, I choose to quit thinking this, I choose to start thinking this, it will change your life. Add it to your weekly plans. Put it in there every day. If you want to use, there's a place in the planner, the thought I'm working on believing, put that new thought in there. That be the one. All right, guys, get to work and tell me what you think in the comments.